Good morning, everybody. Wonderful to be here with you today. I am, as probably all of you know, but I like to start by telling people what I'm doing. I am just going through a reading assignment that the Holy Spirit gave to me, and I'm just going through it live with you all. And actually, I think we've been doing this for 4 sessions now, 2 weeks, and if you want to take a moment to celebrate, we can celebrate because we finished the first reading assignment. If you still like to strike stuff off the list, we can strike off chapter 4, section 1, because we finished that. And so today we're in A Course in Miracles, chapter 5, section 3, The Guide to Salvation. We're going to be beginning a new section. And again, this is just a reading assignment that the Holy Spirit gave to me about the thought of teaching. And since we're all teachers, I just thought it would be really cool to share this with everyone. And also, you know, something about sharing. I think everybody who shares knows when we share it, it seems to extend deeper within our own minds. So as I go over my assignment from the Holy Spirit with you, I learn my own assignment in a deeper way. So that's another reason why I'm doing this. So again, we're in A Course in Miracles, Chapter 5, Section 3. All I'm doing is reading and then sharing anything that comes into my mind. If I see an ego thought in my mind that needs to be exposed, I will stop and do that. If I see clarity coming into my mind from the Holy Spirit, I will stop and share that. So here we go, page 78 within the blue book, the second edition. The way to recognize your brother is by recognizing the Holy Spirit in him. This is wonderful because this is a thought that has really been on my mind the last 3 days. And in fact, just this morning I emailed David and told him that my December 2nd teaching is going to be on seeing the innocence in my brother, which is also mine. And this has been very much on my mind, just popping up naturally. I'm not really thinking, it just seems to be popping up all by itself. And a part of what maybe caused it to start popping up was I was just in a conversation with a friend the other day, and she was kind of giggling at the way she used to see. And as she was sharing the way she used to see, I realized it was the same for me too. So we were laughing at, you know, our own past ignorance. And what that past ignorance really was is as we began reading A Course in Miracles, and we read sentences just like this one, the way to recognize your brother is by recognizing the Holy Spirit in him, we didn't have an understanding of what that sentence meant. So what we felt that meant at that time is that, of course, we needed to see the light in our brothers, but we didn't understand yet that that wasn't through our own effort. So, for example, if I'm with a brother who I believe is behaving very badly towards me, you know, what I might say in my own mind is, okay, I need to see the light in this brother. And I would try and look right through all that junk that I believed I was seeing in him and find his light. And, of course, that's using the ego to try and see the light, and that is not going to work. And, in fact, if you ever do that, you can feel it because you can just feel the effort of trying to see through all the ugliness that you really are seeing to find the light. And that's not what A Course in Miracles is about at all. A Course in Miracles is about recognizing that when I look at my brother and that I see all of this ugliness, that the reason I'm seeing that ugliness is because of the thoughts in my own mind. And it's not about then trying to force my way through the ugliness to find the light in my brother. It's all about, at that moment, stopping and pulling right back into my own mind and looking at what's going on there. Looking at the thoughts in my mind, being honest about the thoughts in my mind, and then being willing to let them go, being willing to see that I am completely wrong. And as we practice those 2 steps over and over and over again, then one day, magically, I'm going to say, because it feels like magic, but A Course in Miracles, of course, calls it a miracle, one day I look at that same brother and, oh my God, I see his light. I see his light without any effort on my own part. And that's really what this sentence is all about. The way to recognize your brother is by recognizing the Holy Spirit within him. But that does not come through my effort, dear brothers. That just comes from recognizing that when I don't, I have my own forgiveness work to do. So love that that's the opening sentence to this section. But let me move on to sentence number two. Actually, I'll read sentence number one more time. The way to recognize your brother is by recognizing the Holy Spirit in him. I have already said that the Holy Spirit is the bridge for the transfer of perception to knowledge. So we can use the terms as if they were related, because in his mind they are. This relationship must be in his mind, because unless it were, the separation between the two ways of thinking would not be open to healing. He is a part of the Holy Trinity because his mind is partly yours and also partly God's. I'm going to read that sentence one more time, and then I'll be commenting on the whole paragraph. But this sentence is really key, okay? And in fact, even have the image of a bridge in your mind. Imagine a bridge, all right, and listen to this sentence. He being the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a part of the Holy Trinity because his mind is partly yours and also partly God's. Can you see the bridge in that sentence right there? This needs clarification, not in statement, but in experience. Now again, last week we saw a discussion on the Peace of God about what is the Holy Spirit, and I shared a couple of paragraphs that the Holy Spirit had shared with me once when I asked that same question. And actually the question came to me because I was noticing the confusion in my mind. I was watching some posts a couple of years ago on the Peace of God, in which it seemed that people were arguing. That was the way I perceived it at the time. They were arguing over what the Holy Spirit is. I was a very new course student at the time, and it was very confusing to me to see what I perceived to be experienced course students arguing over what the Holy Spirit was. So I did the only thing I knew to do at that time, and that was just pull all the way back away and went into my mind, and I just asked the question, what is the Holy Spirit? And I was given an answer that I did not expect, but it's right here in this paragraph. The answer was that the Holy Spirit is a transitional state of mind. I was told that the Holy Spirit is a transitional state of mind that really comes to us when we still believe in a world, when we still believe that we are in a world, but it leads us away from that belief. Can you see the bridge in that as well? It comes to us within the world to lead us from the world, but it is in no way separate from us. It is our own mind beginning to make the change. Do you see that? First, we're over here on this shore, the ego shore, and we firmly believe everything in the world and every one of our thoughts and every one of our experiences. But then, through our own willingness, we begin to listen within our mind differently, and that we call the Holy Spirit. But it is really a transitional state of mind. And as we listen to this Holy Spirit within our mind, or these new thoughts, these different thoughts within our mind, they begin to lead us, just like a bridge, from one shore over to the other shore, which is our truth, which is God. It's leading us from what we think we are to what we really are. It is a bridge, but it is within our own mind. It's not in any way separate from us. So, you know, people say the Holy Spirit is a symbol. That is true and not true depending on what you mean by that sentence. If I say the Holy Spirit is a symbol referring to the words and the thought of a guide that is separate from me, certainly the Holy Spirit is a symbol. Those words are a symbol and the thought of a guide that is separate from me is a symbol, and it can be a very useful symbol. But the Holy Spirit is also real, in that it is a part of my mind that is leading me back from my false beliefs to my truth, which I already still am. And in that way, the Holy Spirit is very, very real. So let me just read this paragraph one more time, because it's really powerful that we understand that we are not separate from the Holy Spirit. And in fact, what we are is beyond the Holy Spirit. We are what is on that other shore over there, which the Holy Spirit bridge is leading us to. The way to recognize your brother is by recognizing the Holy Spirit in him. I have already said that the Holy Spirit is the bridge for the transfer of perception to knowledge. So we can use the terms as if they were related, because in his mind they are. In the Holy Spirit's mind, the terms perception and knowledge are related, because the Holy Spirit is the bridge between the two. It can see both sides of the shore. This relationship must be in his mind, because unless it were, the separation between the two ways of thinking would not be open to healing. He is a part of the Holy Trinity, because his mind is partly yours and also partly God's. This needs clarification, not in statement, but in experience. Moving on to the second paragraph. The Holy Spirit is the idea of healing. Being thought, the idea gains as it is shared. Right there, everybody. Again, this is why forums like Pal Talk, course groups, Yahoo groups, this is why these forums are really, really helpful to our healing, because an idea gains as it is shared. That is so important. And in fact, that's really kind of the question that was in my mind that started this whole reading assignment, is that I felt that I was seeing people saying that the desire to teach is wrong. And so I went back in my mind and I asked that question, if I'm feeling a desire to teach, is that wrong? Is that a desire that should be laid down? Because all desires should be laid down. And the answer that I was given was, if the desire to teach is coming from a desire to correct someone else or to get someone else to see things my way, that is my error, and it would be best if I let that desire go. But if I am simply learning through the Holy Spirit and I just feel this excitement bubbling up in me as if it can't be contained and I feel like I have to share it, that desire to teach is what is helpful. And that's exactly the insight the Holy Spirit shared with me and then gave me this reading assignment. And if you listen, right here is that answer. The Holy Spirit is the idea of healing. Being thought, the idea gains as it is shared. So, you know, in that way, the desire to teach is a very, very helpful desire, and it's useful for us to follow that desire and teach as we feel guided to teach in whatever way that teaching seems to occur. Being the call for God, it is also the idea of God. Well, right there, is the desire to teach wrong? No. Being the call for God, it is also the idea of God. So that desire to teach, when it rises up within us in that way, is definitely to be followed. Since you are part of God, it is also the idea of yourself, as well as of his creations. The idea of the Holy Spirit shares the property of other ideas because it follows the laws of the universe of which it is a part. That is really, really, really an important sentence too, because this is true of all ideas. This is true of all thoughts. Let me read this sentence one more time and then talk about it. The idea of the Holy Spirit shares the property of other ideas because it follows the laws of the universe of which it is a part. Using the language of A Course in Miracles, an idea extends or projects. But really, extends and projects, those two words are used just to differentiate between real thoughts and ego thoughts, which are false. In truth, the same property is occurring. An idea is shared within our one mind. That's really the way we can look at it. We can forget the words extension and forget the words projection in order to see that all ideas act the same way. An idea is shared within the mind that we are. So if we have attack ideas, those ideas are shared, and that is why we seem to perceive and experience attack. But the same thing is also true of the Holy Spirit. If we have the idea of the Holy Spirit, the idea of healing in our mind, that idea is also shared within our mind. And this is where choice really comes in, because right now, within our one mind, we have both sets of ideas. We have the ego ideas, which are attack and guilt and fear, and we have the Holy Spirit or the healing ideas, which are leading us away from those other ideas. And we really need to choose which ideas we want to think within our mind. And whatever we choose to think within our mind, we are sharing within our one mind. In other words, even when I'm walking around the house, cleaning the house and daydreaming, I'm teaching right then with the thoughts that I'm choosing to believe within my mind. So one thing we can always choose to do is to let go of thoughts that are not of the Holy Spirit. So David is the last one on the board, so I'm going to use David as an example. This is purely imaginary. But let's say David says something to me that hits me the wrong way. Well, I can, if I want to, walk around the house all afternoon cleaning the house, thinking about what a jerk David is. I can do that if I want to. But that is the thought I am teaching within our mind. That is the thought I am teaching within our mind. All I have to do is stop and ask myself, is that what I choose to teach? No. Then if David says something to me that happens to hit me the wrong idea, I can stop and I can look at that and I can realize that I'm the one that's being hit by the thought, because I'm choosing to be hit by the thought, because I'm choosing to see this as a thought of attack, I'm choosing to see this as a thought of insult, I'm choosing to believe I'm separate from my brother, I'm choosing to believe that I'm unworthy and it's all his fault, blah, 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 whatever. And I can absolutely choose just to let all of that go, because none of it is true. Absolutely none of it is true. We are all one, sharing thoughts. If we're sharing thoughts, we're not separate, and any thought of separation is absolutely false. So I can choose to let go of every single thought that is not the idea of the Holy Spirit, remembering that the idea of the Holy Spirit is the idea of healing. And even in choosing to let go of a thought, I've accepted the idea of healing. In that instant, I've accepted the Holy Spirit in my mind. In that instant. The idea of the Holy Spirit shares the property of other ideas. So if I choose to let go of a thought, I am accepting the idea of healing, which is accepting the idea of the Holy Spirit. In that instant, I am extending the Holy Spirit within our mind. In that instant, I have begun to teach our one mind another lesson. Every time I see and choose to let go of a false ego-based idea in the mind, I am teaching healing. I am extending the idea of the Holy Spirit within our mind. And what else do I want to do? Nothing, just that. The idea of the Holy Spirit shares the property of other ideas because it follows the laws of the universe of which it is a part. It is strengthened by being given away. And then, if I come on to Pal Talk, and I choose to extend that idea even further by sharing with you all what a wonderful experience I had in truly, for the first time, understanding what forgiveness is all about, and I share that with you, that idea is also extended. That idea is deepened within my mind. That idea is deepened within our own mind. Healing is spreading through our mind through that choice. The idea of the Holy Spirit shares the property of other ideas because it follows the laws of the universe of which it is a part. It is strengthened by being given away. It increases in you as you give it to your brother. Your brother does not have to be aware of the Holy Spirit in himself or in you for this miracle to occur. Your brother does not have to be aware of the Holy Spirit in himself or in you for this miracle to occur. He may have dissociated the call for God, just as you have. This dissociation is healed in both of you as you become aware of the call for God in him and thus acknowledge its being. So if my brother, who is not a Course student, attacks me, and I choose to practice in the exact same way that I practiced in my scenario with David, by choosing not to see it as an attack, by seeing that at first I thought it was an attack, but then remembering that I am wrong and choosing to absolutely let it go and accept the thought of healing and the grace of healing instead. If I choose to do that, even with a brother who does not know A Course in Miracles, what I am actually doing right then is answering his silent call for love that he's not even aware of. Because you know what? We all share one mind, and we all want that same healing. We all want that idea of the Holy Spirit extended in our mind. It's just we're not all yet aware of it yet. So when I practice forgiveness for a brother who's never even heard of A Course in Miracles, I am still answering the call for God that is in him. And then what I am doing in doing that is recognizing the Holy Spirit in my brother, even if he does not recognize it himself. That takes us all the way back to the very first sentence in this section. The way to recognize your brother is by recognizing the Holy Spirit in him. And the way I do that is not by looking through all the ugliness to his light, struggling. The way I do that is by when I think I see the ugliness in my brother, I jump right back to my own mind. I recognize that is my own error. I willingly look at the error in my mind, and I willingly let it go. And in doing that, I am answering the call for healing, the call for God within my brother, which means in choosing forgiveness, I am recognizing the Holy Spirit in my brother. How easy is that? And then, like I said, one day, through a miracle, I look at my brother and I actually see his innocence. I no longer see his ugliness. It has disappeared because I have allowed my mind to be healed. How beautiful. There are two diametrically opposed ways of seeing your brother. They must both be in your mind because you are the perceiver. They must also be in his because you are perceiving him. See him through the Holy Spirit in his mind, and you will recognize him in yours. What you acknowledge in your brother, you are acknowledging in yourself, and what you share, you strengthen. Now, a big confusion used to come for me in that when I used to read this section and I was a new course student, I would also think that if I was supposed to see the Holy Spirit in my brother, that meant that when I looked at my brother, the words that I thought I should hear should be words of love. That's what I thought seeing the Holy Spirit in my brother meant, that the words I would hear would be words of love. And so again, if I heard what seemed to be words of attack, I actually felt guilty. I felt guilty, which of course is clearly listening to the ego, because I wasn't hearing words of love. I was hearing my brother mad at me. Something must be wrong with me. Again, that's just total ego confusion. That's the ego making sure we don't see what's written here on the pages in A Course in Miracles. But really, again, the message is very, very simple. And A Course in Miracles tells us it's very, very simple. The way I see and acknowledge the Holy Spirit in my brother is by seeing my own desire to let go of all these crazy confusion thoughts. And as I recognize they are my thoughts, I am the perceiver. I'm the one that is feeling the confusion right now. I'm the one that's feeling attack right now. I look at my own thoughts, and I willingly let them go because they're false. In just doing that, I'm acknowledging the Holy Spirit in my brother, because that is exactly what the thought of healing wants me to do. So it's not near as confusing as the ego would have us believe. In fact, it's very, very simple. So if I see my brother through the Holy Spirit in his mind, I will recognize the Holy Spirit in my mind, which is the thought of healing, and I will practice forgiveness at every opportunity. And when I acknowledge this call for healing in my brother, I'm acknowledging the call for healing within myself, and what I share is strengthened. It's really very simple. Moving on to paragraph 4. The voice of the Holy Spirit is weak in you. That is why you must share it. Wow, once again, what a beautiful, beautiful message. We're learning that what we share is strengthened. And so, especially when we first come to A Course in Miracles, the Holy Spirit is weak in us. In fact, it may be so weak that we don't even recognize that we hear it at all. Of course, we did, or we never would have found this blue book. So we are listening, but we're not even recognizing it. Right here is another really good reason to teach, even if we're only teaching a little. And in fact, for me, oops, we'll have to ignore the phone for a minute. In fact, for me, the way teaching began was by posting on the peace of God. That's how teaching began, and they were little bitty posts. But what would happen is in the morning when I was reviewing my course lesson for the day and I was in meditation, very small thoughts would come to me that were very, very inspirational. You could feel that inspiration. Again, you could feel that absolute desire to share this with someone. And I would jump up and I would run in and I would post it on the peace of God. And that is how hearing the Holy Spirit started with me. Very, very short little things that I went and shared. But guess what happened as I followed that prompt to share them? I started hearing the Holy Spirit more and more and more clearly. And I will tell you, I'm actually grateful now because I was a lot more confused then than I am now. I have a lot more clarity now. But then there were people that seemed to be telling me that I shouldn't be posting the things I posted. I'm not quite certain why I didn't listen, but I am so glad I didn't listen to them. Because if I had listened then, when I was a Course in Miracles baby, because trust me, I was a baby, if I had listened then that this desire that I had to teach was wrong, I never would have gotten to the clarity that I have now. Do y'all hear that? If I had listened to people telling me that I should not be posting these thoughts that were highly inspirational to me, if I had listened to that, I would never have gotten to the clarity that I have now. And if I stop now, I'm not going to get to whatever clarity is yet to come. So again, when we feel it within us and we are bursting with the desire to share it, we want to follow up on that. Post on the peace of God at the very, very least. That is what the peace of God is for, right, David? That is what the peace of God is for. That is what Pal Talk is for. That is what the One Mind Foundation is for. Because David and Linda know that we have to teach this stuff, and they are providing us with the form to do that. So if you feel yourself bursting with anything that must be shared, whenever the Holy Spirit inspires you, even if it's one sentence, go ahead and share that sentence. And that's going to strengthen the voice of the Holy Spirit within you. And if anybody tells you not to and you're not sure about that, call me and I'll talk you back into posting again, I promise. I promise I will help you to see that following that desire to teach is very, very helpful to you. So, the voice of the Holy Spirit is weak in you. That is why you must share it. It must be increased in strength before you can hear it. I'm going to read those sentences again. The voice of the Holy Spirit is weak in you. That is why you must share it. It must be increased in strength before you can hear it. It is impossible to hear it in yourself while it is so weak in your mind. It is not weak in itself, but it is limited by your unwillingness to hear it. Now listen to that. It's limited by your own unwillingness to hear it. So do you hear the step of faith you're taking when that one sentence that you hear in your mind inspires you and you go and post it? What you're really doing is it's a symbol of your own willingness to hear more. But if you step back and are afraid and don't share it, that's actually a symbol of your unwillingness to hear more. So do you hear how even those actions are just symbols of whether you're willing for more Holy Spirit within the mind or unwilling to hear more Holy Spirit in the mind? Again, the follow through by posting on the peace of God is actually just a symbol. You are extending your own willingness. So the Holy Spirit in yourself, it is impossible to hear the Holy Spirit in yourself while it is so weak in your mind. It is not weak in itself, but it is limited by your unwillingness to hear it. If you make the mistake of looking for the Holy Spirit in yourself alone, your thoughts will frighten you because by adopting the ego's viewpoint, you are undertaking an ego-alien journey with the ego as the guide. So really, a way to look at this. Again, if people are telling you, you don't know enough, you shouldn't post, right? Who are you new course student, to be trying to teach. Well, if you listen to those thoughts and you believe those thoughts, you are actually listening to the ego in your own mind is what's happening. You are believing the unworthiness. And by believing the unworthiness in yourself, you are not seeing the Holy Spirit in your brother. What you want to realize when you hear those thoughts in your own mind is that is a call for love. That is a call for healing in your mind right now. Let go of those thoughts of unworthiness. Let go of those thoughts for unworthiness, and you are seeing the Holy Spirit in your brother, because your brother wants healing as much as you do. And go ahead and post to the peace of God. Extend that Holy Spirit so it can be clearer and clearer within your own mind. All right? Well, that's it. I'm done. I love you all. Bye.